Anyway, I'm not talking about flower arranging, and certainly not about satisfying social expectations of Victorian ladies. The kind of currency exchange I mean is real, not artificial, and more likely to be found honestly in a Newfoundland fisherman's kitchen than in a pretentious New York ladies' club.
I can tell you a joke. Now, me sister Mill, she used to have us up to Sunday dinner every now and again, and we used to invite her down. So, anyway, we put on a big roast in the oven in the morning, and potatoes and turnip, and two lots of pudding, blueberry pudding and a plain pudding, and potatoes and turnip and cabbage. And we were just sitting down, and this knock come to the door. I sung out, "Come in, boy." And I noticed was no one coming for me. I didn't do nothing wrong. Now, he was going around selling vacuum cleaners. He said, "Well, you got a wonderful smell." And I said, "Yes, boy. Sit down and join us." And he said, "My wife's up in the car." And I said, "Well, go up and get her and tell her to come down and have a pick." And he went up, and when he come back, he had four more. And Haggy and we sat down at the table, and he never got a pick. Now, that's as true, my dear man, as you're sitting down there. Well, heavens above, her lovely dinner and never got one pick. Last thing they done, they drank the pot liquor was in the pot with the cabbage and raved over dinner. And I said, "Yes," I said, "if you've done as much knocking around as I've done, you'd be delighted to give them poor people their dinner." I said, "I was glad lots of times for someone to invite me in and give me dinner, lots and lots of times." Not much odds about it, boy, if you can't help one another. What you gives, you'll never miss.